What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
We all recognize this iconic scene from It's a Wonderful Life. Widely regarded as a firm favorite by many, the film is a staple around Christmas. It's set to be the focus of a talk led by film professor Alan Marcus.
It's a Wonderful Life, on the one hand, has become a touchstone for us, a cultural touchstone, to reconnect with what Christmas is all about. It's supposed to be a feel-good film, but actually it's a very dark tale at its core. You know, it involves a man contemplating suicide.
Yeah, so you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, right?
I suppose it would have been better if I'd never been born at all.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
This is a film made just after the war, which actually looks at the dark underbelly of American capitalism and the role of the individual and the community.
I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again.
Professor Marcus will be joined by theologian David Law. Together, they'll uncover some of the religious themes behind the movies.
The Bishop's Wife is a fascinating film because it, too, came out just after It's a Wonderful Life. It says some interesting things about the role of the church within society.
What can I do for you?
That isn't the question.
Well, what is it?
What can I do for you?
The interesting thing about this film for me is Cary Grant's character. I mean, I think any woman would be happy about having Cary Grant as their guardian angel. In the end, I almost feel that he's jealous of the bishop, and you have this kind of angelic creature who's jealous of a human. I think that's a really interesting theme.
Yeah, he's the best-looking angel, I think, that one could imagine. And it's interesting because, of course, It's a Wonderful Life also involves an angel, Clarence. So this role of the angel is one of the things that David and I are going to address, is the role of the angel within tradition, within society.
There are few people who know the secret of making heaven here on earth. You are one of those rare people.
Going from some very, very famous Christmas films that are all about family and love and greater meaning of Christmas to Die Hard. Now, why do you have Die Hard in this list?
It actually is set at Christmas Eve. It, too, is about the reunification or possible reunification of the family because he's estranged from his wife. Again, it deals with some dark issues, and in this case, very dark, because it's about mass destruction and him. He's kind of saving the world.
Oops. Well, the deeper meaning of Die Hard will be illustrated during the talk at the Belmont Picture House on Tuesday. For Professor Marcus, the event is all about celebrating those Christmas classics.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wing.
Our society has picked them as the films that they want to see time after time after time. You know, what is Christmas without It's a Wonderful Life? These are films which need to be revisited and need to be analyzed in their fuller meanings.